And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another series review. This time around, we're going to be talking about the 10th season of Dropout Dimension 20, the 7. Now, this review is a little bit late into the game, but I've been rewatching it. D20 is one of those shows/series that I enjoy going back to rewatch. It has a lot of very memorable moments, for sure. But yes, this is the 10th season of Dimension 20. This one is actually set in the world of Fantasy High, same as like season 1, freshman and sophomore year season. I forget which season that is. But this time we're following the 7. These are actually members of the Gorgug's girlfriend, Zelda. Like adventuring party. You might have heard their voices in a couple different scenes back in freshman year, and actually some of the spin-offs that they did. But this is where those NPCs get their own like season. So once again, we get returning cast. There's actually some returning cast, but we get the returning DM, Brendan Lee Mulligan, returning as a DM, and we have like I said, some returning cast of Reika, she's back playing Katya Cleaver. She was, oh my god, what was the name of that raccoon? Why can't I? Daisy Dumpster, and she also played Black in the Back in Bloodkeep. And then we have Abrea Iyengard, and she's playing Antiope Jones. She was actually the DM back for Misfits and Magic. Did I ever write a review for that? I thought I did. I'm not sure now. But anyways, she was the DM for that one, and she did a fantastic job. So I was happy to see her back to be a player character. And then we have... who's the next returning cast member? Erica Aishi, playing Danielle Barkstock. She played back in Bloodkeep, and happy to see her back. Oh, she was in Misfits and Magic. She was one of my favorite characters in that. So I was surprised to see her back, because they usually don't do like back-to-back cast members in these things. So I was like, oh, she's back for another one. I'm happy. And then we have three new faces that I've never seen before. Actually, one face I have seen before, and that would be the person who plays Ostentatio Wallace, which is Isabella Roland, and actually is Brennan's fiance. She has appeared in other Dropout content. And when I saw her here, I was surprised and actually pretty happy to see this combo, because we've seen a couples interaction on D20 with Murph and Emily. So this was fun to see how this would react. This is gonna be like, okay, this is gonna be fun. Next would be Persephone Valentine. Yeah, I think that's her name. She played Sam Nightingale. She was one of my favorite individuals who played this character. Sam was one of my favorite characters in the series, because I just like those types of characters. And then, last but not least, actually, is Becca Scott, who played Penny Luckstone, the babysitter they tried to rescue back in season 1. But yeah, such a fantastic cast. And when reviewing actual plays and the like, you always have to remember, as far as this is concerned, you have to take it into account that there's not only the cast, all seven members, but there's always that hidden eighth member, and that's the role of the dice. The dice is that hidden member that can change up the story of how the world has worked. Because every individual can portray their character to the best of their abilities, but it's always that eighth member that throws sometimes a wrench into it, but sometimes can make it blossom to something new. And for sure, the dice did some fun stuff this season. But yeah, so always, you always have to take that into account, that it's not only these individuals, like, sharing this shared story and presenting it to the audience, but it's always that one hidden member that can change it up and see what happens. So, as far as narrative-wise, you always have to remember there's always that extra member hidden behind when it comes to, like, actual plays and narrative speaking. But let's go with some of the other stuff before we go into kind of the narrative. So, sound-wise, they did a fantastic job. Also, when I'm going to be kind of reviewing this, I always watch it the day of and re-listen to it at work, like just pure listen. So I always have at least a minimum like twice. So that's a lot. There's a lot of hours of day 20 I've done, but it kind of gives me also like visually, all the minis, because this time it was all on digital, which was really cool. And just listening to the behind the scenes with all the like the creative people, it's cool to see that they're integrating some new technology into this. Because as much as I do enjoy the board and everything, just having this new freedom to have multi-board and stuff like that was visually great. And some shenanigans were a play for sure, and having that digital board helped a lot, and it worked really well for this digital medium. The audio was really great. All the music that was played, it really did a good job building up different scenes and some of the more comedic scenes for sure. And some of the emotional scenes, the music did help a lot to build up those for sure. And then let's see, that's kind of it. Because now going into like the narrative and how every individual played their character, now when you have to do it, when you're reviewing it that way, you gotta have to be careful, because the characters are their creators, basically personification of what they designed their character to be. So it's interesting when they're presented here. So from what they were presenting to us, the audience, I felt that one fantastic set of individuals, like for sure, as far as like characters in the show, Sam and Katya were my favorite like characters to follow the story of, and both Persephone and Reika did a fantastic job with just showcasing, because for one, characters like Katya and Sam are for me some of my favorite, like kind of this of, what's the best way to describe it, like this kind of archetype of a broken character trying to achieve more, and I really like that. But for sure, like the entire crew of the seven were fantastic to watch. It was just Katya and Sam were like my favorite when they were on screen, being like the scenes were being created, and some really fun scenes for sure. One of the funniest for sure, the comedy in this thing, fantastic. Having all these lovely ladies plus Brennan, oh god, the fans, them each having a fan, it just built up moments for sure. And I kind of forgot the narrative. Basically, the narrative of this story is, so the seven, if you remember back in Fantasy High, after they graduated, they were caught by Calvaxis so he can get revived and all that shenanigans, all right. And then they get rescued at the end of freshman year. So this is one of those interesting things that once we start learning more about the world, is that one, you, like we learned back in Fantasy One, Fantasy High Year One. Everyone builds these adventuring parties when you go to high school, basically. So this is, becomes your adventure party. Basically, you know, you group up and like these are who you're going to be with for the next 4 years. And like, okay, but these girls were trapped in Palimpsest, and now there's like some, I think some were like seniors and some were juniors, and once some graduate, like, the party will be broken. So the plot of this story is them trying to find a way to graduate together in one way or another, and throughout along the ways they kind of like end up destroying the multiverse, and like, okay, how the hell are we gonna fix that? And all the story notes they did to get to point A to point B, there's a lot to like unpack for sure. And from what it sounds like, there was like a lot, there's like a lot of back, like there's a lot of like, I think it, like it's a 2 year gap, right, since they were, I gotta this is one of those things where you get like deep into the lore and stuff like that, and like, so they're juniors in this time, because Zelda's a junior if I'm remembering correctly. So this is junior year. I wonder if we're gonna get a junior year for Fantasy High. It's gonna be weird. I'm looking forward to seeing how that's gonna work out, but lore wise, in world lore. But no, like I said, everyone did a fantastic job. You got your classic leader dilemma with Antiope. You got this kind of like sort of pseudo maturity with Danielle or Yell, and that character was interesting, but I enjoyed what Erica did with her character, and I like was wondering like where it was going and how it ended, and like, okay, all right, that's a little bit more surprising than I thought, and that was its own journey. Like I said, Katia, one of my favorite character story arcs in this. Same with Sam. I think Sam had the most group dynamic, and that's kind of why I liked her, because she had so many like little conflicts for sure with Antiope. That was a big one, but she had like these little group dynamic stuff with every individual. Penny for sure was this very quirky character. She was literally like super comedy relief, and I loved it. And Becca did a fantastic job with every scene, and I'm not gonna lie, I've rewatched so many of those scenes just because they have so much comedic factor. And and Ostentatio, like Izzy did it, like, wow, it's just fun moments for sure. A scene stealer in battles for sure. She did a great job. And interesting story arc for what was she? She was a cleric, if I'm remembering correctly. I can double check. What was not Stitches? Stitches Clark. Was she Clark? Forge. Yeah, she was a cleric. Okay. Yeah, I know some stuff. But overall, yeah, it was a great beginning to end. I'm glad that we got a total of 10 episodes. Oh my god, how much did I watch of this? Maybe sometime. Yeah, 10. No, not this season 10. 10 episodes, yeah. It's one of those things, like, it was glad that it wasn't. I thought this was going to be a side quest, and I was like, oh no, I don't want this to be a side quest. I want it to be a full season. And for sure, we got the entire thing. And it was worth the wait to get this entire thing. I feel that this season was just a ball of energy that exploded. Laughters, tears, and literal explosions too. So I'm gonna give, I'm not going into spoilers, so anything, just my thoughts on the seven. So my review for the seven is, I'm gonna give this one a solid 9 out of 10. It was amazing. I think I rewatched Katya's scene like so many times. I just need a clip of it. And like, yeah. And you know what? I forgot. Like, it was interesting because I didn't really talk about Brennan that much. But it's just Brennan doing his DM stuff on D20. And he did a good job. He did a great job. Because he had to, what's interesting is he played Zelda the seventh thing. There's a few times that it felt like Zelda wasn't there, but Zelda's character is very quiet, so it's like, narratively speaking, she like doesn't speak up too much, but he did use her to move some story plots along, and it kind of worked out really well sometimes. And like I said, I'm going to try to avoid spoilers, but yeah, it was interesting to see that, because he had to kind of be a main character plus an NPC, like the world, basically. So I was like, okay. And the story he came up with as he went along was interesting. And like I said, this is one of those actual plays that you have to watch for sure, because some of those faces and some of the things everyone did, sometimes like a picture can say a million words, and for sure some of the scenes where some people just don't talk and just kind of like scrunch their face up or are in awe when craziness happens, for sure is worth them like a million words. And yeah. But yeah, 9 out of 10. Let me know what you guys thought about it. If you're listening to this, leave a message on my Twitter or Instagram at Tyrant Dominus. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave your thoughts in the comments. Let me know what you guys thought about the 7. And then, yeah, are you guys excited for the next? I believe this is the next side quest. What is the side quest called, actually? I forgot now. I've been so busy getting this one ready. I think it's called Shriek Week. Yeah, Shriek Week trailer just came out. I'm excited for that. We'll see where that takes us. But yeah, for at least the 7, I'm looking forward to seeing if they're going to continue this, or if they're going to have a little crossover with our Fantasy High crew. For sure, there'll be some interesting things in there. But yeah, so thanks again for listening. Until next time, see ya.